The Story of a Son Who Had a Falling Out with His Father, Part 2. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 17. And he said, A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country. And there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, the story of a son who had a falling out with his father, part 2, reconciliation. I'm that son. And I ran away from my home. I ran away to get as far as I could from my father. I went with the permission and the help of the army. I went to the other side of the world, to Korea, as far as I thought I could get from my family, because I was angry with my father. And I was worried about what would become of my family. And there on the other side of the world, as I said, I bought a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of vermouth in order that I could partake of the drink of choice in my father's household. Step back just a moment. Go back with me to my high school years once again. I had the practice of going to church. I don't know why, but I had the practice of going to church. Even as a youngster in junior high school, I would walk 2 or 3 miles to a local congregation, a local church, to go to Sunday school and go to the services. And I sang in the choir. And when I was in high school, I had the practice of going to church. One Christmas, as we sat around the table, prepared to eat together, my father did something which was quite out of character for him. He asked me to say the blessing, to pray before the meal. And so I did. And one of the things I prayed for was this: Lord, please show us the true meaning of Christmas. Flash forward and return to Korea. There I was as a second lieutenant, and in keeping with my practice to attend church, I began going to the chapel on the local post where I was stationed. The company to which I was assigned was located on the post where the division headquarters was located. And so I attended the division chapel and got acquainted with the division chaplain, a fellow by the name of Dudley Boyd. And Chaplain Boyd, as we got acquainted, asked me if I would participate in the worship services. And I remember that I read the scriptures and I did other things to assist him in the worship services. As was the custom, Second lieutenants were often asked to give classes to the troops of their respective companies. And one morning I was asked to give a class to the company to which I was assigned, a class in personal affairs. And I was asked to talk to them about the Red Cross and other organizations to which they might go to get assistance if they had problems. Toward the end of the hour, I looked at my watch, and there were a couple of minutes left, and so I said to the men who were sitting in the theater before me, I said to the men, if you have a problem that you don't seem to be able to handle, perhaps a good person to go to would be the chaplain. And so I dismissed the class, and the first sergeant marched them off up the hill to the company area. And I began to walk after the company up the hill. And then I did a U-turn and walked back to the chaplain's office, which was directly across the street from the theater where we had our class. The chaplain's office was in a little Quonset hut, and I went in and sat on a chair next to the chaplain's office and the door of the chaplain's office. There was another fellow in the office visiting with Chaplain Boyd. When that other fellow was done, Chaplain Boyd graciously asked me into the office, and I sat down in that little office where there was just room enough for two chairs and a desk. Chaplain Boyd looked me in the eye, and he said to me, Lieutenant Prudhoe, why are you here? I looked back at him and said, I don't have the vaguest idea. And it was true, I didn't have the vaguest idea why I was there. I simply had done this U-turn and walked back to the chaplain's office and sat down. The very next thing that Chaplain Boyd said to me was, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I thought to myself, you know, it's not a good idea to lie to the chaplain. And so I said, no, I haven't. And he pulled a little New Testament out of his desk drawer. And he began to present to me a pretty typical gospel presentation, beginning, first of all, with the truth of God that we are all sinners, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Chaplain Boyd didn't need to convince me I was a sinner. I knew that full well. My father had taught me to drink. I had a foul mouth. And there were other obvious sins present in my life. He didn't need to convince me that I was a sinner. I knew that full well. But then he began to relate to me the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ came into this world to go to the cross, to sacrifice himself in payment for the sins of people like me. For the first time in my life, I really began to understand the truth of the gospel. And of course, Chaplain Boyd related other texts of Scripture to me with regard to Jesus Christ, that he bore our sins in his body on the cross, etc. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I knew that I needed to believe in Jesus Christ. And for the first time in my life, my eyes were opened and my heart was warmed to the truth of God. And I actually did believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, Chaplain Boyd and I prayed together. And then I went out of that office a different person because of what Jesus Christ had done long ago and because of what God by His Spirit did in my life. The next morning when I got up and went to Reveille, I was bouncing along and singing to myself and smiling. And other men in my company and in my platoon looked at me and said, Lieutenant Prudhoe, what's your problem? Why are you so happy? Of course, we were on the other side of the world, away from home, in Korea. We weren't supposed to be happy. But I was happy. I was happy because I knew that God in Jesus Christ had forgiven me of all of my sins. And I was reconciled to my Father in heaven. Oh yes, there were still worries and fears in my life with regard to what was happening to my family back home. But that's the third part of the story. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father and was not only reconciled to God, but experienced reunion.